Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Today's topic is all about systems. In fact, I want to talk to you about the four key business systems that you should have in your business. And really, any online business should have these four key business systems running. As you know, systems are a way for you to automate processes. I'm a very structured, process-based person. That's how I think. That's how I thrive. In fact, if I don't have processes and systems or structure, I flounder. I don't know what to do. So part of setting up your business, whether it's a VA business or a coaching business or any other type of online business, you really have to create a solid foundation for long-term success. The last thing you want to do is be running around and trying to figure out how do you get paid, or how do you onboard a client, or what questions do you ask, or how do you track your time, or how do you deliver tasks, or how do you get tasks from clients. All of these things should be part of your core business systems, which are operations, marketing, sales, and delivery. So those are the four key business systems, as I've mentioned, that all businesses should have. So if you're somebody who's brand new to the VA industry and looking to set up your business, you have to make sure that you use and set up these key business systems. One, it's going to make your business professional. You appear professional, you are professional because you have all your ducks in a row. And clients are going to see that, and you're going to stand out more so than somebody who does not. Businesses are nothing more than a series of systems that overlap. And so that's the case here. If you have poorly designed systems, you're going to have poor and inconsistent results. So it's very important to take the time to design, implement, and document the right systems in your business. So I mentioned them briefly, but here they are again. Operations. So operations is running your business. This is the stuff that you do day in and day out. So for instance, answering your email, maybe going on social media. It might be customer service related. It might be invoicing your clients or pulling reports on how much time you've spent on a specific project. So that's the day-to-day stuff. That's the operations of the business that make the business run. And then you have marketing. So marketing is not the same as sales. Marketing is what makes you aware or makes your potential clients aware. So this is sharing valuable content. This is social media posts. This is podcasting like this. This could be a video on a YouTube channel. It could be a blog. It could be information on a Pinterest board. Marketing is how you make people aware you exist and the services that you offer. Marketing is first, sales is second. A lot of people start with sales right out of the gate, and that it's very difficult to have a long-term successful business if you don't market and all you try to do is sell, because this is a relationship-based business. Everything is based on relationships. You don't want to sell them right out the gate. You want to start by building trust, and how you can do that so people understand that you know what it is you're talking about. You can't just say you know, you have to show it. That's what content is for. So in the online world, this is all about digital marketing. This is how to show people that you know what you're doing. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. You can't just say it. This again is going to make you stand out from everybody else who simply just answers the call of the feeding frenzy post on social media. When somebody posts to say they're looking for help, before you know it, there's 1,000 responses. There's no way for you to easily stand out in the mass of 1,000 people that have responded to that specific post. It's the same thing in Fiverr and Guru, those bidding sites where you have to bid to be able to find clients. Now, I'm sure there's clients in there, but it's very hard to weed through all of the stuff that you find on those sites. Most people on those sites are looking for low-cost resources. So if you don't want to be a low-cost resource, you want to earn more money, you want to have clients outside of some place like Fiverr or Guru who charge you and they take part of your income, marketing is key. This is what digital marketing is all about. So you have to make sure that you have a plan for marketing in place. And then you have sales. So marketing is awareness. Sales is where you close the deal. This is where you get on a discovery session. Okay, that's that free 15-minute call where you interview each other, you ask a series of questions to find out if you're a good fit and if you want to work together. That's what the sales part is. It's also about onboarding new clients. So once you've made a sell, then you want to onboard those new clients. So you should have a system for that. How do you get paid? And when do you send them your welcome kit? And what's in your welcome kit? All of that kind of stuff should be part of that system. And then you have delivery. So delivery is delivering your products or services. So this is the work that you do for clients, whatever it might be. Now, as I mentioned earlier, systems overlap. So there might be some part of sales that also is done in marketing and vice versa. But you really do need to have these four key systems done. And there are different pieces of technology that you would use in each one of these four key business systems. So operations, you would use, what do you use to read your emails that you get from your clients? Do you use Outlook or do you use Thunderbird or use, Gmail? Where do you store the documents that you send? Do you use Google Drive or do you use Dropbox? And then for marketing, well, what kind of information are you sharing with your audience? Do you have a Pinterest board? Are you using something like Tailwind to make sure that your information continues to get posted out, or pinned, I should say, out on Pinterest? You know, do you have a podcast? What tools do you use for that? I don't do anything special for my podcast. I don't have this huge setup. I don't have a really expensive microphone. I'm using my iPhone. So you can do a lot of these things that I'm talking about here for each of these business systems, these key business systems, for free, right? You can use Google Drive to store your documents. You don't have to pay for Dropbox. So when you're just getting started, I think the most important takeaway from this is you need to set up these four key business systems. They are the foundation of a long-term successful business. You cannot run a long-term successful business without systems, so you need to build that foundation when you're getting started. So operations, marketing, sales, and delivery. I actually have a little blog post on this too if you want to read about it. On that blog post, there is a space for you to actually download an infographic that I created of these four specific key business systems, and it also gives you a little blurb about what each one does. So once again, if you're new to setting up your VA business, or maybe you started it as a side hustle, which is, you know, a lot of people do, you might want to go back and look at, well, what systems do I have in place? What have I automated? You know, if you want more freedom and you're not, don't want to keep recreating the wheel, it's so important to put these implement these in your business. And so the next thing I'm going to talk about in a coming podcast will be a little bit more about the day-to-day operations, because that's what you kind of do day-to-day. So I'll be breaking these down a little bit more in upcoming podcasts. So if you enjoy this, make sure to subscribe. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.